Hey there, prospective coronavirus hosts. We're back on episode 40 of Code Mo, where we talk about all things medical, from Ativans to bedpans. I'm your host, Avery, and today we have guest speakers Tanner, Connie, and Mo, student nurses from UBC. We have a great topic chosen by you, our listener, which is involving family members in care to improve gerontological patient outcomes. Is there an experience where you have felt that family members wanted to be involved in a patient's care? Tanner, do you want to start?
Thank you so much, Avery. I certainly have had experiences in clinical practice this term where family members were present and seemed eager to be involved in a patient's care. In this experience, I was assisting Mo in wound care for this client. I recall seeing the family peek through the side of the bedside curtains, appearing eager to observe what was happening at the bedside. As the patient began to moan in pain from the dressing changes, I had wondered if having the family at the bedside assisting and comforting the patient would have promoted better patient outcomes. Is there anything you'd like to add, Mo?
Thanks for having us on Code Mo. Big fan of the podcast. Yes, Tanner, I too felt that the family wanted to be involved, but they did not know how. I could sense that they were worried if we were providing adequate care because they know how to best care for their loved one. Like Tanner, it made me wonder if we were optimizing patient comfort. Could we as nurses allow them to be more involved, or to what capacity should family be involved? I remember reading statistics from the Office of the Senior Advocate, BC, 2018, that patients in long-term care facilities are only funded to have direct care hours for approximately 3 hours a day. Many older adults who require total care need more hours of help, but not enough staff available.
Wow, amazing, Tanner and Mo. As someone who isn't as well versed on the topic as many of the general public are, I feel that there should be more inquiry or research around this, don't you think?
Well, Avery, I was reading a recent study from QXMD, and according to a retrospective case study by Vandergraaf et al. 2018, treating family members as clinical care partners as well as promoting family involvement in care was associated in a 65% reduction in 30-day hospital readmission after discharge. However, it was difficult to find further up-to-date studies about family involvement.
Wow, Connie, thanks for that info. Considering this case example, I think there is definitely a need for inquiry on this topic based upon what I've seen in clinical practice. For example, I often see nurses consider family members as obstacles in providing care, becoming frustrated at their involvement. On the other hand, I have also seen nurses invite family members to participate in patient feedings, which resulted in the patient consuming sufficient nutrition compared to when hospital staff fed the patient. It seems to me that nurses can advocate for family involvement in care to increase social support, strengthen family relations, and improve patient outcomes.
Great insight from both of you. I wonder if the presence of family members are always beneficial to a patient's health in regards to their overall outcome.
Not to be a negative Nelly here, but I can definitely think of a way family presence can negatively impact patients.
Whoa, Connie, please do share.
We have to remember that visitors are also a source of pathogens, especially in light of the COVID-19 pandemic. According to a recent systematic review published by Compton and Davenport, 2018, less than 50% of visitors completed full hand hygiene standards. Have you guys actually seen visitors wash their hands or use alcohol-based hand rub for the full 20 seconds?
Yeah, definitely not.
Wow, it seems as if there's a good argument for both sides. For a student nurse entering clinical practice, or even nurses working today, what would you all recommend they do given the evidence we talked about today?
Given the current state of evidence, I would certainly recommend nursing professionals to advocate for better patient outcomes whenever possible. For example, if we believe that families have the ability to support any of the all-encompassing needs of the patient, it is in our best interest as nurses to advocate for this.
I agree. It is also our responsibility, stated by the BCCNP 2018, to provide our patients with safe, competent, and ethical care. We can promote infection control practices through means of family education, such as teaching proper donning and doffing.
Excellent points, all of you. It sounds as if allowing patient families to be involved in their care can lead to positive outcomes, as long as we are vigilant that they abide by safe policies and procedures during this time of COVID-19. Thanks everyone for listening. We'll catch you next time on Code Mo.